great to get up here and get a view of you all. Thank you so much for coming. We are so honored that so many of you came home to celebrate and worship and give thanks to God together. What a joy to be together today. I want to invite Pastor Austin to come with me for this time, a very special time of us recognizing as a community of people. And Austin, Pastor Austin and I realize this all the time, that as we minister in this congregation, that we are standing on a foundation that leaders who have gone before us have laid and have built. This congregation has an incredible legacy of faithful pastors who have led well. And it creates the healthy congregation that Austin and I are blessed and privileged to serve today. My name is Tom Eshelman. I serve as the lead pastor here. And for those of you who haven't met, looking forward to meeting so many of you today. But if you look in your program, you will see a list of pastors. Not all of them are here today, but some of them are. And we are going to simply call their names. And there's a lot we could say about each one and the ways they've touched our life and what way they've touched our congregation. That would be a whole service in and of itself. But as I call your names, I want to invite you to stand. And then we are going to have a prayer of thanksgiving and blessing upon all these pastors here today. So Pastor Kathy Weaverwanger. Yes, do that. Give them a hand for here. Yes. You can remain standing if you want to. Pastor Jim Lehman. And I'll just say this, these are two pastors I worked closely with, and what a blessing that was at different times. What they mentored me in so many ways. Pastor Craig Sensnick is not able to be here today. He's preaching somewhere else. Pastor Craig Sensnick served this congregation for many years. Pastor Tim Herr is not able to be here today. We're thankful for his ministry. Pastor Kervin Buchan. Called by lot many, many years ago, 1962 or something like that. So what an experience. Pastor Charlie Wirt. Also, the experience of being called by lot. I always love hearing their stories about that. I can't even imagine. Youth Pastor Ray Martin is here today. And I just have to say, I would hear stories over the years from so many of you of this person fed into my life. This person said this to me. This person helped me grow in this way. Ray, I've heard those things about you as well. Pastor Tim Horst, I don't know if he's here today, but Pastor Tim Horst is a faithful youth pastor in this congregation. We're thankful for his ministry. And Youth Pastor Keith Blank, he's now a bishop in our conference, and he's preaching at East Petersburg today. He'll be here for lunch. And we do want to say, before we have you sit down, I think Craig will be here as well for lunch, and I think Tim as well. But we are hoping to get a picture of as many of you together after lunch as we can. So God bless you, and let's pray together. Let's pray and give thanks. Lord God, you are so faithful to call leaders for your church. You have shown it to us a time and time again that you are faithful to bring the gifts that churches need at the right time and the right place. You are the provider. And Lord God, we pray your blessing on each of these pastors who have been named and who are here today. We pray health. We pray that you would bless their years of continued ministry. We pray you'd bless their families, their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, the legacy of their families. And we thank you for all the many ways that we are who we are today because of what they have fed into our lives through your Holy Spirit. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Well, at this time, I want to just say a little bit about what's coming next. Roger Weaver grew up in this congregation, and Roger has for many years had a passion, an interest, and a gifting for drama. And so we approached Roger, and we said, Roger, we would like to commission you. Roger's a playwright. We commissioned Roger to compose some dramatic vignettes that cover some key points in our history. And Roger just embraced this challenge with passion and vigor, and it was fun to to check in with him along the way. We had some good breakfast talking about this, and I'm excited for what Roger has for us today. The way this is going to set up is Roger's going to be doing a vignette followed by a song by the singer's table. So there'll be three vignettes, each one followed by a song. And so Dwight Groff is leading the singer's table, so when they share their first song, Dwight will say a few words on that. But before we go to that, we're going to invite Pastor Jim Lehman to come and read our scripture theme today from Romans 12, 1 to 21. And then Roger and the singing table will take it from there. So thank you, Pastor Jim.
Thank you, Pastor Tom. And thank you for that prayer of blessing. Beth and I look back and reflect with deep gratitude that you had trust in us to take the risk of inviting someone who had been out of pastoral ministry for the past 2 years and who had come from the city, Philadelphia, to be your pastor. Thank you so much for affirming that call, recall that which God was giving us. Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap coals of fire on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord.
Good morning. Tried to think of something to bridge my, well, I just didn't get the word here with the shirt and such that my fellow singers have, which incidentally they're more in attire that one would have seen on whatever would have been a men's side here at Groffdale. White shirt, dark trousers, maybe a suit or two this time of the year. But nevertheless, I want to give you a bit of pre-understandings of this piece of church furniture that we're seated behind. It's called the Singer's Table. And there would have been some different configuration in this meeting house at a point in time with benches three-quarter round, with singer's table in the center of that. There would have been seated separately men and women, singers at this table, both sides on benches with a preacher's bench at one end or the other, where things that you see before me, like this martyr's mirror that was presented to the Groffdale congregation, and incidentally, thank you to the historical committee that took some time to put those wonderful vignettes together over in the fellowship hall. Take a poke at that if you haven't already sometime today. So here's the mirror that would have been on this table or close by. This is a Bible, a German Bible, that would have been part of this congregational presence a couple of hundred years ago. But we're representing the singing from a time and place, let's just say 150 years ago until the turn of the 20th century. And this book, the Gesangbuch, or Unparteiische Gesangbuch, a non-denominational hymnal, could be a loose translation, appeared in this congregation 1 year after it was published. 1804, publishing date, by 1805, Groffdale congregation had this book as part of their meeting place. German. 1805 to then 1890, this little book appeared called Hymns and Tunes. There was a committee selected to put this little book together. It never gained traction across the Mennonite church, but some places of worship used it in conjunction with the Gesangbuch because of the English presence in here. And a bit of hymnody, a bit of tunes, a bit of notes, if you will, that appear also along with a metrical index, a topical index, and then index of first lines. Some of the songs you would see in here are Awake My Soul in Joyful Lays, A Sweet Hour of Prayer. They would have been on the cutting edge, 1890. In the quest for more notation, better singing in our meeting houses, this book, popular, as it were, church and Sunday school hymnal with the red outline on the pages in this congregation for a number of years. Singer's table had gone away by the time this book came around, for the most part, across Lancaster Conference, and replaced by a song leader. Some of these fellows up here serve as song leaders to this day in this congregation. And, four-part harmony, singing schools all around this book. J.D. Brunk helped with the compilation along with an Ohio committee, a Virginia committee, but absent from the collection of hymns here as far as a committee presence was anyone from Lancaster. It's just the way it worked, if you will. There is a Franconia conference representative that helped compile this hymnal, but it stayed in force and in place for many years, and in fact, some congregations in Lancaster Conference continue to have that book in their racks. In between there, 1918, there was a book called Life Songs that then was replaced by Life Songs 2, and the replacement for church and Sunday school hymnal, the church hymnal, which numbers of you remember being in your pews. So these books, the last three I've spoken about, were overarching part of four-part harmony and the wonder of wonders that that is in congregational singing. However, as the years went on, in 1992, this book was compiled, Hymnal Worship Book, a joint effort by Mennonite Church and Church of the Brethren. It's your present hymnal, along with the, you call it the red hymnal. It's the hymnal for worship and celebration, which is an interdenominational hymnal that some Mennonite churches chose to replace this ever-popular Life Songs, which had, by the 90s, 1938, seemed outmoded and outdated. We are going to sing a sample hymn, which many of you know, I'm sure, in the tempo that would have been part of a singing worship opportunity on a given Sunday morning here at Groffdale. If you want to turn in your hymnal worship book, the blue hymnal, to 651, it's not going to be on a slide. you may know it by heart, then you don't need to turn to it. I owe the Lord a morning song. Amos Herr wrote this book, this hymn. It appeared in the little book I had shown you, as well as Church Hymnal. This little book, Hymns and Tunes, Church Hymnal, Church and Sunday School Hymnal, Present Hymnal Worship Book, and a book I haven't mentioned, Mennonite Hymnal, which was published in 1969. So Amos's song, who incidentally Amos was a member at the Brick Congregation or Willow Street Congregation, has survived through since 1890, if you will. We're going to sing that in a tempo that's slower than you may be used to singing it. So I may take some time to lead you this way. You can watch, but certainly that would not have been part of singing or singers' tables at the time and place that was used. So we're going to sing one verse. It may seem rather slow to you, but join us because we want you to focus on these words. We really do.
It has been a joy to hear the ways that God has blessed this congregation, this fellowship over the years, this area, and the ways that he has been working. And now we get to turn to something that God is doing now, a way that God is working now. We have been a blessed congregation, and we have an opportunity to be a blessing to others. We have come to the offering. A little note, if you are a visitor and you would like to fill out this card, you can drop it in the offering basket as it passes by. Or you could also leave it on your seat and we can collect that later as well. The offering for this morning is for Eastern Mennonite Mission, as well as Groffdale Supported Missionaries and Leola Homes of Hope. It's an opportunity for us to be an outward blessing to those around us, to those we support in this area and around the world. Following the offering, we'll be hearing from an octet, hearing a song from them, and then also we will be hearing a testimony. And again, this is an opportunity to transition from the faithfulness of God in the past to what God is doing now and what God is doing among us. Let us bow in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the blessings you have given us. We thank you for the rich history and the foundation that we have in this area and this congregation. We pray that we would be able to give back to you, Lord, that we would be able to support and bless those around us. We pray for Eastern Mennonite Missions and all that they do around the world. We pray for missionaries connected with Groffdale that we support financially and with prayers. We pray for Leola Homes of Hope and what they do in the area. God, we pray that you would bless this ministry, and we thank you that you have allowed us to partner in your work in the area. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a privilege to have our beloved former pastor and bishop, Charlie Wirt, here to have a prayer for our meal and have a benediction. And it's an honor to be up here with you, Pastor Bishop Charlie.
And this way, could you stand with me? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share together around these tables, spread with food to strengthen our bodies. And with grateful hearts, we thank you, being mindful today, Father, of those in Somalia, Sudan, and the flooded parts of our country, in Puerto Rico, Texas, where they're hungry and thirsty, and we have abundance. Father, help us to be mindful and to share and to eat with thanksgiving today. Father, we thank you for the joy of being together today. Thank you for the faithful leaders of the past, for the faithful leaders now, and those that you are preparing for the future to be our leaders. Thank you for joy in sharing in this celebration of 300 years of your faithfulness, being with brothers and sisters here at Groffdale. Some of them you've called to plant churches and live other places. Some you have called home to be with you in glory. Many who are here today are sharing in the homecoming and enjoy rich fellowship. with old friends and brothers and sisters. And I pray we would be encouraged today to continue on in this journey, being faithful to the end. And now hear these words that John writes to us in 1 John 2:28. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be comforted and unashamed before him at his coming. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you. One last thing before we go. I want to give a special word of thanks to our planning committee. I'm going to make you guys come up here. Daryl Grotta, come on up here, Daryl. Mag Nolte, Steph Myers is downstairs, and they've been working so hard. Eldon Joy Whitmer, giving charge of the meal. Thank you so much, committee, and all your planning. We will continue fellowship and go in the name of Jesus.